to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. As we head into this day, let's head into it with some input from God. That's right. Input from God comes through the Bible. God has sent His Holy Spirit into this world to reveal Himself to us. And He's done that one of the main ways through the Bible. And as you read the Bible, God works in your heart and mind to change you as a person. Through your relationship with Him, through Jesus Christ, God transforms who you are in a great way. We're looking this week at this theme of trusting God amid the turmoil of our lives. Maybe you feel like you're in turmoil right now. I want to read a passage from the book of 2 Corinthians in the Bible, chapter 11, where the Apostle Paul is talking about some of the turmoil that he's experienced in life. He says, "Are they servants of Christ? I more so. In far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship, through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure upon me of concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? If I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, He who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the ethnarch under Aretas the king was guarding the city of the Damascenes in order to seize me, and I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall, and so escaped his hands." And he goes on. Well, do you notice, as Paul lists all these truly awful experiences he's had, these experiences of great turmoil in his life, he says in verse 30, "If I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness." I won't go on and on about how great I am and strong I am to face this and that. No, I just want you to know how much I've struggled through all these things. God met him in every one of those circumstances. Why would Paul say he'd boast about his weakness? Because he wants people to know that what has carried him through these circumstances of life has been his walk with God. God has taken care of him. What about you? How does the turmoil in your life measure up to what Paul is saying? Probably there's none of us who have turmoil in our lives that measures up to what Paul went through. But what about your experience of God? Do you know if, like the Apostle Paul, you learn to know God, then you will be able to trust Him as you go through those difficult circumstances in life. And as you trust Him, you will find God taking care of you, carrying you through those circumstances, and working through you in every circumstance in the lives of the people around you. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.